In some Walgreens locations, glass refrigerator doors have been replaced with these digital screens as part of a pilot program. And some are taking to social media to say they don't like them.
Could you open up the thing to get me some water?
It's real inviting.
Yes. What in the world? They lied. Why would they lie?
Man, what if you're sold out of something and it doesn't register? If only there was a way that we could see inside of a freezer, you know, like a glass door.
The technology comes from cooler screens. The CEO says he started the company when he saw the customer experience gap between shopping online and shopping in a physical store and wanted to bring these experiences together.
We're creating this hybrid experience, right? You are shopping in a physical store and all the best that comes with it, right? Immediately you grab the product you want, it's readily available, but you get the benefit of, as if you're shopping online, of having all this richness of information and content and interaction.
The company tries to create what they call a retail media network. Brands pay cooler screens to run ads. Retailers, such as Walgreens, share a cut from the advertising. Sensors and cameras are set up both inside and outside of the fridges to track consumer activities.
And retailers were obsessed about digital transformation. And we gave them something very specific and tangible that was solving a real consumer problem and yet was bringing them real business benefits.
The company claims people love this technology. However, some consumers say they found it confusing. Henry Brewer is one of them. He recently encountered one of the digital screens at a Walgreens in Chicago.
And I was stopping just to pick up my medication, and then I just grabbed an energy drink. You know, initially you walk up and you kind of see the advertisement across all of them because it doesn't show the drinks or anything yet. It just shows a big advertisement. I'm like, whoa, what is this? This is really weird. And then you walk up and then it flashes and then it changes to the drinks. So it's like, it's a turnoff. You know, like we see advertisements literally everywhere and now I have to go see it, you know, on the cooler screen, you know, like what? It's just very intrusive.
Julio Sevilla, a consumer behavior professor from the University of Georgia, says people tend to prefer simplicity in retail settings.
You know, you probably just want to make it easy, right? We all love to get into a supermarket and know exactly what we're getting and know also exactly where things are, right? And also rely on the fact that you may find things. So for this type of more utilitarian, not pleasure-related settings, I think people like their certainty and their simplicity.
This is crazy. I'm so confused. I can't believe this is happening. Like, look at this.
When there is a new technology, right, consumers are always suspicious. So I respect that. I think, I'm empathetic to that. So it's very important for a new company like ours to always educate the consumers about what it really does and what it doesn't do.